When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We are back. It's a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are 50 hours from kickoff, Ike. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling pretty good, brother Spike. It is game day Friday. Fritz, I don't even have time to mess around today. I'm just saying, no. Strap on your seatbelt. We got a big game coming up Sunday. Woosah. Holla at your boy.
Get out of here. Give a little 6 minutes to Bobichette later. Maybe seven.
Seven?
Yeah, depending on how much we go back and forth when I tell you it's not going to happen. Six minutes.
You can only choose one.
What? No.
Winning Sunday. Yeah,
stop. Bobichette. But like,
that's a Fritz's six.
Fritz's six topic. So it's a big Football Friday show. Kostos joins us around 2:40. Give you your picks for the weekend. Elliot will join us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast is back. That'll happen at 3:30. Jaws at 4. I'm sure Rios will join us later. Tommy down the shore. The Belt at 4:30. But Ike.
Yes,
it
sir.
Is. We haven't done an on-the-record Friday in a long time, but it is an on-the-record Football Friday. I'm also throwing in there, it's a tell-the-truth Friday.
So always.
You got to go on the record, and you got to tell the truth. I got to go to you first. What I'm looking for, we'll give our predictions later. What I'm looking for on-the-record Friday, tell-the-truth Friday, is your confidence level. Mm-hmm. Like, are you Monday, you came out. Like a bat out of hell.
I did.
And you were like, Spike, I'm nervous about how confident I am. But we are 5 days into this week. We've talked about the 49ers a lot. We've talked to 49ers people. We've talked to our experts. So your confidence level here on the Record Friday and Tell the Truth Friday.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised to learn that nothing has changed.
Still
I'm
very
just
confident.
Just as confident as I was earlier in the week, if not even more confident, that this Eagles team is primed to go on a run. Now, listen. I'm not sitting here telling you this is going to be some sweep through the playoffs where they dominate every team. But what I am feeling is that we are the more seasoned, grizzled team. We are defending champions. And there's something to the idea of trying to get through the regular season for this moment, for the postseason, and the fact that they have an opportunity to add another Lombardi trophy to their resume and do something that not very many teams have done in the history of this game and be repeat champions. I think that's enough of a motivating factor in the juices from this city because you know what? We're not sleepwalking through this thing.
No.
This weekend is about to start getting cranked up around here. The green lights will be on Boathouse Road at night. All the buildings will be lit with green, midnight green, getting ready for the game Sunday. Yeah, I'm pumped up for this one. And I got to even say for myself, as much as I enjoy football, and I enjoy every week, win, lose, or draw, I enjoy the anticipation of getting to game day and seeing what our squad is going to do. This is the moment that I've been waiting for. This is the moment since training camp started. It's like, I don't want to rush and fast forward through the regular season, but it's the postseason because that's what matters. Let's go get this Lombardi Trophy again. Back-to-back. Back-to-back. Not since the Flyers did it have we had back-to-back champions in this
50
city.
50 years.
Yes.
215-592-9494. It's an on-the-record Friday and also a tell-the-truth Friday. You have to tell us how confident you are. If I were to ask you on a scale 1 to 10 about Sunday's game, where is the confidence level?
I'd say 8.5.
8.5. That's very confident.
Yeah,
that's very confident. So I started off the week, I didn't sound this way, but I started off the week very confident. I looked at the 49ers and I said, this is a team that seems like they're out of gas. They had a nice regular season. Wow, look at what they did given all the injuries. Mm-hmm. But it sort of felt like the 49ers season collapsed when they lost to the Seahawks last Saturday night. But as I'm sort of not opposite of you. As the week has gone on, I've gotten like less confident. The 49ers look like they're going to have Trent Williams on Sunday, which is a help for them. And I started thinking more about the Eagles and how every single game this year, not every game, but almost every game has been close. And then here's what really got me, right? The Niners have a bad defense, right? And we think, well, we can score points on this defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at that very Seahawks-Niners game. Seahawks scored 13 points on this Niners defense. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make the Niners defense good, but Seattle scored 29 points a game this year. But what it does tell you is that, like, you could go into this game and not dominate that defense, you know? And I've just seen too many times where the Eagles go in there and we see a defense, the Bears game, the Buffalo game. We can run on this defense. We can run on this defense. We can throw the ball in the middle of the field on this defense, and we don't do it. So, like, I would say I am sort of confident. I'm going to end up picking the Eagles to win, but I am not the same confident I was at the beginning of the week. I'm not 6.5. Maybe I'm 6.5 is sort of where I am if you're at 8.5.
Perfect.
Perfect, right. Well, don't you want me at like 3? Okay. 215-592-9494. Jack, where are you?
It is Tell the Truth Friday.
Yeah, it is Tell the Truth Friday.
Always.
So I'm being honest. Yeah,
we put our hand on the Bible, so I'll tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. We're entering these studios.
Yes.
So I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident. And it actually goes back to yesterday's topic about the Eagles. Like, I'm more worried about the Eagles. I'm worried about what they're gonna do. Like, they're gonna muck this game up. It's gonna be 10-6 at halftime.
Yeah,
people are gonna be like, oh my god, they're really gonna lose to the Niners, and then they're probably gonna win. The template is the 23 Chiefs. That is who they are. They don't have a great offense. They should have a better offense, but they have a great defense. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna have to accept that in the playoffs, they're gonna most likely win ugly. And that's what I expect on Sunday.
What if a defense is not winning ugly?
Sure, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Yeah,
yeah.
And I like when you transition back into Ikey defense.
Yeah.
Because for about 6 years there, it was all Ikey-o, you know. But I just don't think that they're like capable of a put it all together, let's go put on a show kind of team. So they're probably going to win. Yeah. I think they're going to win, but I'm not saying, like, lock it in.
Well, and the thing about winning with defense is you're going to have more close games.
Yeah.
If you're winning based on an okay offense and a good defense, it means these games are going to be tight into the fourth quarter. So, and that's really what we had in the first two games of the playoffs last year when the offense was better, right? So we had a close game against Green Bay.
Yep.
It didn't feel close, but it was close.
Yeah.
And then the Rams, you know, ended up going right down to the bottom. So right down to the end of the game. So it is an on-the-record Friday, 215-592-9494. We got to know your confidence level, but it is also a tell the truth Friday, so you cannot lie, and I will call you out if you do. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
I'm pretty confident. I wouldn't say very.
Wow.
You know, I got my trepidation, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, y'all say y'all don't take a lot out of that last game. I take a lot out of that last game, and let me tell you why. Because, you know, I'm sitting back here, and I'm like, oh, of course Tanner McKee got to light up the Commanders' defense. We gonna come in here on Monday, gotta defend our quarterback because people gonna be wanting Tanner McKee to start. And then I'm watching the offense, and it's a lot of the same stuff. Like, it's like, and I get it was backup players, but it's like, you know, Tanner McKee rolling out, nobody really open, you know, getting goofy penalties at the goal line. And it's like that falls on coaching. And it's like, I know with different players, better players, it could have been different, but it's like I'm not seeing nothing. Like, I was told, not by you, I'm just saying in general, Dan Orlovsky, Chris Sims, all these guys telling me, you know, all these reports that, oh, it's the quarterback, he wanted to run this way. But when I see Tanner McKee in there, he's doing the same stuff. And this isn't a Tanner McKee show. I'm just saying it's like the offense looked very similar. So I'm like, well, maybe it's not the quarterback like they were saying. So I'm confident because I'm looking at the players, kind of like I said all week, like we got the better team. You know what I'm saying? Last year, you know, with the NFC North, the Packers, the Lions, all that, they had a great season, but when they got to the postseason, they was playing good games every week. You know, they went up against the Commanders. They were the Commanders and the Lions. The Lions was dealing with a lot of injuries. It finally showed up against, like, in the postseason, you know. So maybe the 49ers, they could be facing that same kind of revelation. You know, you're going up against a team that's healthy, a decent Super Bowl contender. You've been facing a lot of injuries, and they might just not have enough. So that's why I'm putting, you know, my lies right there. I don't think we're going to blow them out. You know, I think, like, maybe a 24-13, 24-14 type of victory. I pray we get 24 points. I'll take a victory if it's 3-0. But you know, I'm hoping we put something together. Like yeah. it's game. It's Sunday.
Yes.
We're in postseason. When my quarterback say, "Do you got it in you? Is it in you?" Pause. Like what did
well,
he say?
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Corey, can I offer a dose of optimism about this past Sunday? If we think about it a little differently.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And I feel generally the same way you do. But then I thought to myself, we were on the 1 yard line and didn't score. And the offense did look better when Devontae was in there. And then we should have been on the 1 yard line again with the Cooper penalty. So like,
but that happened with the starters too. You see what I'm saying? Like
right.
There were times we got to the 1 yard line and there would be a penalty and it knocks us out.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You
right,
know,
right,
so
right,
it's
right.
Like. That's what I'm looking at. It's not, I'm not putting it on the player. I get what you're saying, but it's like there was times this season where we're at the 1 yard line and we get a legal formation penalty. Like it's like, come on, guys! Like we the best team in the league on paper. Like get your head out your ass and show why you the champs. You know what I'm saying? Like please don't get knocked out on Sunday to the 49ers. Listen, I don't care what y'all got to do.
Not happening.
Do not lose to the 49ers on Sunday. Bust these dudes. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's take care of business. It's game day. On Sunday, let's go, baby. Like, you know, I don't care. If y'all listen out there at the NovaCare, listen. We about to go on a run. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Petullo, you want your house. You want your job. Cousin Chuck talking about they going to throw eggs at you and turn you into an omelet. If you don't want that happen, come on, man. Put something together. Make it the best game plan you ever came for. I don't care if you got to pull, watch Disney movies and come up with them plays that they be coming up with. Remember the Titan plays. I don't care. win the game, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Corey. So you know what it sounds like to me from Corey is this is going to be an interesting Friday because Corey would normally come in, and even if he only felt pretty confident, he would say very confident. He would pound his chest.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it. And it sounds to me like people are a little, and you know, he said, we're going to go on a run at the end. That was, you know, trying to make up for the rest of the call.
He always gets there by the end.
Yeah. But there was a moment in there where I felt like Corey was more scared that they were going to lose than excited to go win.
Yeah.
And it seems like everyone is a little worried. And to your point about yesterday's show and Jack said, everybody's just a little worried about the Eagles. It's not about
or the
49ers.
Offense.
Yeah.
Let's be specific.
About
it's
the offense.
It's the Eagles' offense.
Yeah,
that's
about the Eagles' offense.
Worried about, yes.
Yeah, so like...
They're worried about Jalen's play.
Yes.
They're worried about the offensive line being able to block. Will we be able to run the ball? And you wouldn't be as concerned about not being able to run the ball if we had total confidence in our passing game.
Right.
So that's also a reflection of what you feel about the passing game as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird vibe. I know we're all excited. It is game day on Sunday, but it does feel like it feels more like I don't want to have to come in and defend what the hell happened on Sunday if they lose.
Well,
like there's this
there'll
fear.
Be no defense.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, there'll be no defense if this thing goes south Sunday.
Yeah. And that line's going up. I think it was 5.5 last night. I haven't looked today, but it opened up at 3.5. Like all the wave of confidence seems like it's going toward the Eagles this game goes closer.
Here's the other thing that I feel and why I feel confident. I do believe that Jalen will come out and quite possibly play. I mean, I don't think he's going to throw the ball like he did in Minnesota, where he had the perfect quarterback rating. You know, he may not put up the numbers that he put up against the Giants the next game, where I think he threw 4 touchdown passes in that game. But as far as I could see him accounting for at a minimum 3 touchdowns Sunday.
Yeah, 2 passing, 1 running.
Or 2 running, whatever. Yeah. Like, I see it. I honestly believe this is what he looks forward to because it's an opportunity to reestablish what he believes in himself and for everybody else to see this is what I do on these type of stages. I just don't see him not playing well Sunday.
Well, and I do see the running coming back on Sunday. And some of the best running performances of the year, some of the best offensive performances of the year, not the Minnesota game, but the first Dallas game until the delay, the Oakland game, the first Washington game, was Jalen running some scrambles in there, actually. So 215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. Also a Tell the Truth Friday. What is your confidence level for Sunday? Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, happy Friday. What's poppin', fellas? Hey, Boo.
What's up, Boo?
What up, Yosh?
Man, look, man, I'm pretty confident. Mm-hmm. My only reserve is what the offensive coordinator do. Like I just said, I feel like I'm not worried about Jalen. I ain't worried about nobody on the offense. I ain't even worried about the line. I'm just worrying about what the OC gonna do. We just gotta come out here. We gotta control this line. We gotta stay clean with the ball. We gotta dictate the tempo. We should come out here and bully this team on Sunday. It's one and done now, man. And we know that this thing is ours. Like, we are playing for what we already have. We want to keep it in house. So I'm pretty confident. They come out and they do those things I just named. I'm hedging on very confident after that. And for all us fans, what we need to do to calm our anxieties and our anxiousness on Saturday night, everybody get some. Everybody get some on Saturday night. Not tonight. I'm even going to hold back from, you know, it's Risky Friday.
It's Risky Friday.
It's Friday. I'm chilling tonight. I'm chilling. I'm gonna eat some baked beans or something so my wife don't even want to come near me tonight because it's going to be sensational Saturday. Everybody get some tomorrow.
If I gave you my wife's number, would you text her? Just let her know.
Let her know that tomorrow's let her know tomorrow's
tomorrow's the day.
I'm sure to give you some.
It's a schedule freaky Saturday.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. We're older now. We can schedule. There's no problem with that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, man,
yeah.
You're supposed to schedule when you get older. You know, things happen in life. Women go through things. Men go through things.
Yep.
What's the name? Everybody working hard. You got to schedule. That's why Friday is mandatory. Saturday is a strong possibility. Sunday, anything in the week. Well, I'm happy, you know, a fat kid just got out of fat kid. Hey, man, I'm telling you, my anniversary week,
All right,
going back to this.
It was great.
What'd you think of the date?
My wife was surprising me. I was drinking my sleepy time tea, thinking I was going to bed, drinking my warm water and my tea, and next she's like, what's up? To the studio. I had the Avengers queued up, ready to go to sleep, thinking I'm Thor, but boy, I was still awake saying, Odeon! Hulking out, baby. Hey, man. He's going to win this game. I'm pretty confident. But we're going to win this game, baby. E-A-E-L-E-S.
Bam. That was not right. Hold on. Run that back again.
Yeah. Maybe it was the phone. Do that again.
No, I said E-A-G-L-E-S. Go Birds.
Okay.
No, man, I'll never mess it up.
Man, the cadence is wrong. And you end when you're supposed to end with Eagles.
I do what I want to do, boo.
Fine.
I do what I want to do.
Okay.
And real quick, bam, you don't put a burn cast on a bullet wound. Can't do it. Love y'all. I'll be back.
See you, Yosh.
I was trying not to go back to Bam's incident.
Well, that goes back to...
I think it was a firework.
I think so, yeah. I think it's possible. Isn't that possible?
Then they told him.
Sure.
Yeah.
On New Year's, people light off fireworks for sure.
Like, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, hey, don't tell him it was a gunshot.
He'll go on the radio and say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he has.
Yep, yep. Well, I mean, the legend now grows, so you might as well. Yeah, you know, everyone does seem worried about the Eagles. And it's fair. I think they've earned the offense, to your point.
Yeah.
I think they've earned it this year. And Petullo, if the offense doesn't perform, it'll be Petullo that gets the brunt of it. But you can be assured that the offensive line deserves a good portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the team as a whole, in terms of how disciplined they are from pre-snap penalties and communication, they deserve it. Jalen deserves some of it as well. But you can be assured that Petullo will get most of it on Monday.
Yeah, but I'm going to hold off on that because I need to see how it plays out.
Yep,
I understand everybody wants him out, and I get that, and I'm not in that category. So I'm not so eager to jump and blame him for the loss, no matter how it unfolds. I don't believe we need to out-scheme the 49ers.
No. No, you just...
Like, this isn't a defense that we need to go out here and be complicated and try to make things difficult,
no,
quite frankly. Go out there and execute.
The lowest pressure rate in the NFL, the fewest sacks in the NFL, all backup linebackers.
All backup players. We don't need a Sean McVay style offense to score points against the Niners.
This could be, and I feel like I'm jinxing it, but like against this team and this situation, you could look a little bit like last year.
Yeah.
You could, you know, if that week of rest was what you said it was,
mm-hmm,
you could go out and push them around a little
bit. That's what I'm hanging my hat on.
Is the week off.
Well, that's what they told me. That's what was most important.
Yep.
So then I need to see you come out looking fresh, energized, and I'm not going to say blow the 49ers out, but let's go dominate this game.
Yeah.
How many games have they dominated this year? I mean, the Raiders and Giants games.
Like a couple.
Outside of those.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
A couple.
Would love to see it.
Well, and here's the thing with me, because, you know, part of me felt like they dominated the Bills. From a defensive standpoint, they did.
Well, they did.
Yeah, they did.
The defense has not been
until the end.
Yes, they did until the last two drives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're not the greatest 2-minute defense.
No.
For some reason, it's Fangio's kryptonite.
Yeah.
But I think Vic Fangio relishes at this type of a challenge, going up against a bright offensive mind like Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Meaning they have to match wits. So. That makes me feel confident. And as good as a defensive coordinator Robert Saleh is, don't have the horses.
No. Yeah.
You don't have the horses.
How do we feel about Sirianni going back to many men today at practice?
Did he?
Yeah.
Well.
He's getting in game mode. And the vibes were great in the locker room.
AJ was leading it.
Oh, AJ was leading it. The loudest locker room Elliott's ever heard.
I hope AJ's over last night.
Oh, I know. It was a tough
loss
one.
Last night.
He was wearing Super Bowl 59 gear while watching it. We like that.
So he's ready.
Yes.
215-592-9494. What is your confidence level? It is On the Record Friday. It is also a Tell the Truth Friday. And coming up next, we haven't talked at all about Hard Knocks this week, but I heard something on Hard Knocks from one of the defensive players that made me even more confident in this guy's future. So we will play that for you, talk about that as well. Kostos joins us. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.